It's 4:22.
Now to the fight over confirmation of Chuck Hagel as defense secretary. A week-long Senate recess gives more time for opponents to sharpen their attacks against him. They're promising to redouble their efforts to scour Hagel's record and pressure senators to vote against him.
An up or down vote is eventually expected in the Senate. Joining us to talk about it, Chris Wallace, host of Fox News Sunday. Hiya, Chris.
Hey, guys.
So the White House was expecting a fight on this one, but was it ready for this?
No. And in fact, one of the reasons that they chose Hagel, besides the fact that the president likes him, is he is a Republican, former Republican senator from Nebraska, and they thought it would give a bipartisan tinge to the administration, to the cabinet, and that it would help maybe get his confirmation through Republicans. But he's burned a lot of bridges with Republicans during his years in the Senate. So he's taken a pretty heavy hit. This is the first time in history that there's been a filibuster of a defense secretary. Now, having said that, I think that after the recess and when they get the answers to some questions they have, that Republicans are going to let the nomination go through, and he probably will be confirmed in a floor vote. But they wanted to wait a little bit, and they wanted to use the nomination as leverage to get some answers to some questions they have.
Well, anything else? Any other reason why Republicans would be pulling this off?
No, I think they genuinely, first of all, they have some doubts about him. He's made some curious statements about Israel and Iran and the Jewish lobby and the defense budget being bloated and needing to be pared back that a lot of Republicans aren't very happy about. And then also, they've been asking for 3-4 months now for some very basic questions about Benghazi, and they haven't gotten the answers to those questions, and so they're using the leverage of the nomination.
And there's a peripheral issue here. Once we get through all of this, if he in fact is nominated, he goes into a powerful office being a little damaged.
Well, that's right. There's no question about that. And one of the questions is, you know, there's going to have to be cuts just to the budget reality, to the defense budget, and he's going to have to come back before the same committee that was split strictly along party lines, the Armed Services Committee in the Senate, and ask them for support for some of his measures as he tries to close bases or end some weapons programs. And, you know, the question is, will he be a very effective spokesman for the Pentagon when he tries to make that case up on Capitol Hill?
What do you have lined up for Fox News Sunday?
Well, the man leading the charge to at least get this information and hold up the nomination temporarily is Republican Senator Lindsey Graham. He'll be our exclusive guest on Sunday. And then when the president gave his State of the Union, there was a Republican response from Marco Rubio. Then there was a Tea Party response from Rand Paul, who is critical of both the Obama agenda and Republican policies. We'll talk to Rand Paul exclusively on Sunday.